This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, airport strike action delayed until after Easter. Queensland confirms Olympic infrastructure plans and strip searches to be reviewed. I'm Madeline McNeil with this morning's Nine News Podcast. Aviation firefighters have postponed industrial action, which would have thrown the Easter travel period into turmoil. The union has voted strongly in favour of future action if Air Services Australia refuses to negotiate safe staffing standards. But members will not walk off the job over the Easter long weekend. United Firefighters Union Aviation Branch Secretary Wes Garrett says understaffing has the potential to create unsafe situations.
We take our job seriously. And there is a risk to safety. If in the event of a major air disaster at any of the airports in Australia, we need to have properly equipped, properly staffed aviation fire and rescue services ready to respond at a moment's notice.
Tropical cyclone Megan has made landfall in the Northern Territory, delivering winds of up to 140 kilometres per hour. Evacuation aircraft have been prevented from landing, leaving around 700 residents of Borroloola stranded. The Weather Bureau forecasts the cyclone will weaken by tonight as it tracks further inland. The Queensland government has turned its back on plans to build a new stadium ahead of the 2032 Olympics. A review into the Games recommended a 55,000-seat venue to be built at Brisbane's Victoria Park rather than upgrading the Gabba. The state government will instead renovate the city's sports and athletics centre and hold the opening and closing ceremonies at Suncorp Stadium. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles says an entire new build is just not doable while so many are struggling to make ends meet.
I am supporting the option that was put forward by John Coates in his submission. That proposal gives us three upgraded stadiums and the arena, all within the existing funding envelope.
Hundreds of holidaymakers have spent the night in Melbourne after their Bali-bound plane was forced to turn back. An unruly passenger let out an expletive-filled tirade on the Jetstar flight and had to be restrained by an off-duty pilot. Police in New South Wales have strip-searched more than two dozen children in 4 months. Nine News reporter Katie Fuller.
The SMH has obtained data under Freedom of Information laws, which shows 26 children have been subjected to the practice between the 18th of October and 14th of February. Among them, a 12-year-old and two 13-year-olds. Half were searched in public places, including music festivals and parks. The others were in custody. Police only found weapons on three occasions, and legal experts say that's not enough to justify the searches. The state government is reviewing the controversial practice, which psychologists say can cause long-term harm and trauma in children. In Sydney, Katie Fuller, Nine News.
The eSafety Commissioner says social media giant TikTok is the only company which hasn't signed up to a global anti-extremism pact. Julie Inman Grant has issued legal notices to several tech companies, forcing them to explain what steps have been taken to remove terrorist and extremist material from their sites. She's now setting her sights on TikTok. A new report backed by the United Nations says famine is expected between now and May in the north of the Gaza Strip. The Integrated Food Security Phase classification says about half of Gaza's population is already facing catastrophic hunger. World Food Programme Chief Economist Arif Hussain says action's needed now before it's too late.
We need full access, we need large quantities of food, and we need the ability to reach people where they are and provide them with this food as soon as possible.
Australia's housing supply is expected to dip to its lowest level by 2026, leaving the nation short of its goal to build 1.2 million homes by 2029. Analysis by the Urban Development Institute shows just 79,000 new homes will be finished in the year, down 26% compared to last year. And Tasmania has officially unveiled its first AFL team, which will enter the league in the 2028 season. The Tasmanian Devils are the 19th club to enter the men's and women's national competition. The club's colours include red, green and yellow, the same colours of the original state jumper. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 65.5 US cents.
Sport.
He escaped a fine from the NRL after his X-rated radio interview, but Latrell Mitchell hasn't been so fortunate to the Rabbitohs. Teammates say he owes some dollars to the Bunnies' swear jar. Centre Jack Whiten believes Mitchell went a little too far by dropping 5 F-bombs on live radio.
No, obviously, probably shouldn't have said it so many times, but slip of the tongue, we've got a swear jar at training now and we'll leave it at that.
A second team has been docked points in the English Premier League for breaching spending rules. Nottingham Forest has been hit with a 4-point deduction, dropping it into the relegation zone. The Sydney Swans are keeping themselves grounded after a dominant start to the AFL season. They sit in second place with 2 wins, only below the Giants. And Wallabies' great John Eales has made the bold call that Australia can beat the British and Irish Lions when they tour Australia next year. Tickets are now on sale for the 3 tests in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. I'm Madeline McNeil, and that's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.